Good morning, A-Town. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, this is Milan. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Milan.
What's up, Milan?
Hey, I know you guys do Second Date Updates, but this is really more so like, I haven't heard from my guy from a while, and I kind of just need you guys to reconnect us because we've been having some relationship issues, and I haven't just gotten calls from him or anything. Me and his family used to be really close, specifically his mom. And, like, we've just drifted apart, and I don't really understand what's going on. We've been messing around for about a year, and it's just lately been real funny.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. What's his name?
Brandon. And his mom and I are really close, and I've tried to call his mom, and that's even more weird because she always answers my calls. I think, like, his mom would be the one I probably need to get a hold of because she'd be able to let me know what's going on. But she hasn't been answering me either, so I don't know.
So you want us to call the mama?
Yes. I don't know. She's playing his side and telling him not to call me, so I want to address her first.
Okay. Well, what's her name?
Barbara.
All right. We'll try to get Miss Barbara on the line. Yeah, listen. This is somebody at the moment. We ain't trying to get cussed out of it,
nah,
right?
Nah, yeah. I'm going to play about the mamas now.
We got you. Just hold on. Don't say nothing until we cue you in, and then once we cue you in, you have the stage, all right?
All right.
All right.
I think it's sweet that she has a good relationship with his mom, though.
Yeah, but that's reaching.
What do you mean?
Because a man gonna feel some kind of way. Don't try to get my mom involved.
But she's talked to his mom all the time, John.
I get it, but see, guess what though? If his mom were for you, his mom would probably already say, "Hey, you need to call your girl."
That's true.
Yeah, she finna get her feelings hurt trying to get somebody mama. There ain't nobody mama finna turn on them.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Miss Barbara, please?
This is Miss Barbara. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Barbara, how you doing? This is the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. We have a morning radio show. Young Jock, Shout, and Shamia Moore.
Hey, Mama Barbara.
How you doing today?
Doing well.
We was trying to figure out, could we possibly talk with you for a few moments?
Yes, that's fine. What is this in reference to?
Let me just explain this to you. There's a segment that we do every morning, and it's called Second Date Update. This morning is probably going to be different.
Okay.
And I basically, a young lady, I guess, was dating your son. They haven't spoken in about 2 or 3 weeks. And she's trying to reconcile all of their differences. But she said that she wasn't as concerned with speaking with the son as she is with speaking with you.
Yeah.
What is this young lady's name?
Milan.
Mama Barbara, Milan says that you may be able to, you know, kind of finesse things with your son and get them back on the right track.
Well, my son, of course, that's my heart. So any female that I feel like is not good for my son, yes, I'm going to talk to my son about it and I'm going to approach him about it. But did this young lady tell you exactly what she did to me?
Well, why don't you feel like she's good for your son first?
Well, she's a little ratchet, and, you know,
I just don't... Did you say she's a little ratchet?
I really feel like she's a little ratchet. Sometimes she comes over to the house. She has on these little shorts with her booty cheeks out, and I don't want that for my son.
Okay, well, Miss Barbara, can you tell us what happened? Because I heard you mention something. What she did to you?
Okay. Let me tell you what this heifer did. She threw her cell phone and hit me in the face. And where I came from, we don't do that. We respect elders. I do not want my son with her. I had to end up going to the emergency room. She is not good for my son. I don't want my son with this girl.
So she assaulted you with herself? She tried to hit you with the cell phone?
No, she did hit me with the cell phone, and it hit me in my face, and I have a cut on the side of my face.
Wow. See, she ain't tell us all that.
Okay, Miss Barbara, we actually have Milan on the phone.
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk to her.
Milan.
Yes, I'm here. Milan, you didn't hit me in the face with the cell phone?
Well, first off, I didn't even know she was in the house. She just came in the house at the wrong time when I was throwing the phone. And it just happened to hit her. It wasn't like I intentionally hit her. We were arguing, and then, like, he said something to me. He called me a bitch, and I was like, yo, who you talking to? And then when he said that, I threw the phone. And when I threw the phone, she happened to open the door, and, like, he ducked, and it popped her in her head.
Milan, so you're trying to tell me that you just threw the cell phone at the right time when I walked through the door? That's what you're trying to tell me?
Yes. And hit the wall.
I don't believe that, Milan. I don't want you with my son at all.
First off, she's always been a problem. Like, she's always dipping and dabbing. She's always talking about my clothes. Her son know I'm a dancer. I don't even know why he ain't even tell his mama what I do. And everybody tripping.
Okay, so, Ms. Barbara, were you aware that Milan was a dancer?
No, I had no idea, because if I did, she would not be invited to my house, because I would not want that for my son.
So this is your first time hearing this?
Yes.
Wow.
My son told me that she was a sales associate at Victoria's Secret.
I'm a sales associate, but it ain't Victoria's Secret.
This is a radio show, so I'm going to respect that as a mother.
Milan, but, dancer or not, you still hit his mother with the cell phone.
Well, I apologize to his mom. I really didn't mean to hit her with the phone. I don't like, though, that she's always there calling him like a baby. But the thing is, at the same time, why does she have to get into all the arguments? Like, I didn't mean to hit her, but why every time we argue, is she coming in like he a five-year-old child and trying to, like, dictate the argument?
Because that's my baby. That's my baby boy.
I just want to know, was it like an eight or an eight plus? Because if it's that plus, you down to knock the head off.
So, Mama Barbara, are you willing to forgive her and help her work out her relationship with your son,
considering
Brandon?
Considering it wasn't intentional.
Yes, as an adult and a mother.
But have you spoken with your son about her?
My son really does like her.
Uh-huh.
And he also does respect my opinion. So I would love for me, my son, and her to all have a sit down.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised you even went down. And she's stripper, and you got hit in the head with an iPhone 8 Plus. Hey, man, we're going to hook y'all up with $100 on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Since you was injured, mama, in this situation, I want y'all to take this $100. Probably go out and have y'all something to eat. Won't y'all break bread together? Anytime, y'all call us up, 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. It's Streets 94.5.